three key witnesses testified against Thagard and identified him in a photograph lineup, including two girls who were sitting in a car about 100 yards away from the crime. When asked by a detective to write down what she saw, one girl wrote the word Philadelphia. This led to the detective assuming it meant the gunman was from Philadelphia Street, where Thagard lived. At the time, the 16-year-old Thagard had a prior arrest on a shoplifting charge, but that would be dismissed at a later date. After 3 years behind bars, another investigation in 2013 found bullets from a crime involving the 10th Street gang that were fired from the same gun in the Northrop shooting. In 2014, his charges were dismissed. Councilmember Ulysses Wingo says after serving time for crimes he did not commit, he won't bat an eye at Thagard receiving $250,000.
I will say that I do believe that he deserves a lot more than that. And it's a shame that he was villainized and criminalized for a crime that he was never convicted for. But because he was in the database, this is the life that this man had to live.
It turned out when the witness wrote down Philadelphia, she was referencing the street they had driven down, not the gunman's location. Both witnesses from the car also signed sworn statements saying they were pressured by detectives to select a photograph in similar lineups. Since his release, Thagard has moved to Canada. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.